Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter, May 6th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing." In the Gospel of John today, Jesus gives us one of the most intimate and revealing images of the spiritual life. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me." It is not a command shouted from a distance, but an invitation spoken from within a relationship, close, living, organic, to remain, to abide, to stay. This is not the language of achievement, it is the language of communion. There was once an elderly man who lived alone on the edge of a small town. Every spring, neighbors would notice his garden bursting with life. Lush tomatoes, vibrant flowers, vines heavy with fruit. People often asked him what his secret was. He would smile and say, "I stay close to the roots." One young man, eager to learn, came to work with him for a season. At first, he expected complicated techniques, special fertilizers, precise watering schedules. But the old man spent most of his time simply tending, checking the soil, ensuring the vines were properly connected, removing anything that threatened the life flowing through them. One day, the young man grew impatient. "Why don't we focus more on the fruit? Isn't that the goal?" The old man gently took a branch that had broken off from a vine and placed it in the young man's hand. "Watch this," he said. Days passed. The branch withered. Then the old man pointed to the living vine, full of fruit. "The fruit is not the goal," he said quietly. "The connection is. The fruit comes because of it." Jesus speaks directly into one of our deepest illusions, that we can bear fruit on our own. We live in a world that praises independence, productivity, and self-reliance. We are taught, subtly and constantly, that if we work hard enough, think clearly enough, and strive long enough, we will produce something meaningful. But Jesus says something radically different. "Without me, you can do nothing." Not some things, not a few things, but nothing. At first, this can sound harsh, even discouraging. But in truth, it is deeply freeing. It means that the burden of producing a meaningful life does not rest solely on our shoulders. We are not meant to generate life. We are meant to receive it. To remain in Christ is not merely to believe in him from a distance. It is to live in him. It is returning to him in prayer when even when we are distracted. It's trusting him when circumstances are uncertain. It's staying rooted in his word when other voices are louder. Receiving his grace in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. It's choosing love, even when it is costly. Remaining is less about intensity and more about constancy. It is the quiet fidelity of showing up, again and again, to the presence of Christ. A branch does not strain to produce fruit. It does not clench itself into growth. It simply remains connected, and life flows through it. So too with us. Much of what God is doing in our lives is hidden beneath the surface. His grace is at work, healing wounds, softening hearts, deepening love, forming Christ within us. We may not always see the fruit immediately. We may even feel dry at times. But if we remain, the life of Christ continues to move within us. And in time, fruit appears. Patience where there was once frustration, peace where there was anxiety, compassion where there was indifference, faithfulness where there was inconstancy. This fruit is not our achievement. It is his life within us. There are moments when we feel cut off, like the broken branch in the story. Sin, discouragement, suffering, distraction, these can make us feel distant from Christ. But the invitation remains, remain in me. Not return when you are perfect, not come back when you feel worthy. Simply remain. Even a weak connection is still a connection. Even a small prayer, Lord, I am here, can reopen the flow of grace. Jesus tells us that when we bear fruit, the Father is glorified. This fruit is not primarily success, recognition, or visible accomplishments. It is the quiet transformation of a life rooted in Christ, of a forgiving heart, a listening presence, a steady faith in difficult times, a love that endures. These are the fruits that reveal God to the world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the true vine, and we are your branches. Too often we try to live apart from you, striving, worrying, and exhausting ourselves. Draw us back into your life. Teach us to remain in you, in prayer, in trust, in love. When we feel weak or disconnected, hold us close and restore us. Let your life flow through us, so that we may bear the fruit of your grace. May everything we do be rooted in you and lead others to your love. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day. When we take a look at the gospel that we shared at Mass, and search for its deeper meaning as we apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.